Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
From News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, this is Good Morning BT with Bo Thompson and Beth Troutman.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT, NFL draft tonight. As Zoki was talking about, a lot of players making the jump from the college ranks to the pro ranks. And one guy in particular who played in this area, both in Charlotte and also in Chapel Hill, looks to be a high pick tonight. This is back during the Tar Heel days.
Third and nine. Tar Heels 8 of 13 on third down. Biggest one of the ball game here. They don't want to give the ball to App. Pressure on the way. May dumps it off wide open. Jones. 35-30. DJ Jones is going to take it to the house.
Drake
May is slow to get up. He had to leap to make the throw against pressure. Found the wide open Jones on the hash far side. May's helmet is off and he's down on one knee. Now he's up and is going to jog to the sideline. 2:50 to go. May to DJ Jones out of the backfield for the touchdown.
That was back in 2022, that incredible App State North Carolina game that was so high scoring and just a thriller at the end. That was Drake when he was in college. When he was in high school, a lot of you know he played at Myers Park and was a Myers Park Mustang. And so on the WBT hotline right now is a guy that has been on the show before over the years. He actually, when he was head coach at Myers Park High School, used to listen to the show, and that's how I got to know him. And he was on a few times, and then towards the end of his coaching career at Myers Park, had a quarterback named Drake May, and Myers Park had some really, really big seasons back then. So Coach Scott Chadwick is with us right now. Hey, Coach.
Morning, Bo. How we doing?
Doing good. We got Beth here and Jim Zoki. And just for context, you know, you spent six seasons at Myers Park starting in 2014 and then left there to go to Maryland, the University of Maryland, as the director of recruiting. And now you are the head coach at Clayton High School in North Carolina. So, you know, I wanted to get you on because tonight's a big night. We don't have a Panthers first-round pick, so the other big thing that people around here are watching is where the hometown guy is going to go. And you coached this guy when he was in high school, and I guess my first question for you would be, you know, when Drake May became your quarterback at Myers Park, did you know, could you look at him then and say, okay, this is an NFL guy someday?
You know what I did? I had a reporter ask me the other day, like, when did you know, you know, that this kid could play in the NFL? And my answer was, there really wasn't a point where I didn't think he could be an NFL quarterback. From the time I started working with him, you know, after his freshman year, to, you know, obviously the time he left, there was never a point where I didn't think that, you know, this kid was a guy that had that opportunity.
What was it? What did you see? Was it his arm? Was it his footwork? Was it his attitude? Was it just the way that he memorized plays? What really stood out first when you were like, holy moly, this guy's special?
I would say, you know, originally when I first started working with him, it was definitely his physical skills. You know, he had a very unique set of physical skills at that age. You know, his arm strength, you know, his accuracy, just his, you know, just overall skill level at first. And then as you get to know him, you know, I always talk about there's two parts of being a quarterback. There's, you know, playing quarterback, which is, you know, the physical skill set. And then there's being a quarterback. And that's the, you know, the demeanor, the leadership, the understanding of the position. And once we kind of developed that part, you know, you really knew that the sky was the limit for him.
And, of course, highly recruited coming out of high school. I think a lot of folks remember he committed originally to Alabama, not a bad choice, obviously, and then backs out of that, goes to North Carolina with all the deep family ties there. What was that recruiting process like? And obviously some outstanding choices he had to make from.
You know, Jim, the funny part of that is when we first started the recruiting process, he wanted me to tell all the college coaches that came in that he wasn't going to go to North Carolina. Because I think, you know, the natural thought was that he was just going to go there where his dad played, his brother was, and that there really wasn't any point. So he wanted to make it really clear that he wasn't going to go there. And, you know, that's how he ended up with, he was probably the only kid in the country, I think, at that point that had offers from Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama.
Wow.
And I think with Alabama, the thing was, I think there was just a clearer path to playing. And then after he committed, Bryce Young decommitted from Southern Cal and went to Alabama, which kind of changed things up a little bit. I think that played a big part in it. And then also Mac Brown had come into North Carolina during that time period and kind of changed the program a little bit there and made it a little bit more attractive. And it wasn't too long before COVID hit. He walked into my office one day and he's like, "Look, I think I'm going to flip, you know, and go to change to North Carolina." And I just kind of looked at him like, "Man, you've had me tell these schools for 2 years you weren't going to go to North Carolina." But I'm like, you know, whatever. But then I looked at him. I said, "Listen, I'm not calling Coach Saban."
Well, look, I remember. I'll never forget Scott's going to hang on for one more segment here because I got a few more questions. Namely, you know, how do you think he's going to do when he gets to the NFL? But I'll never forget because Drake played basketball too, and I went to almost every one of those basketball games and. I'll never forget sitting in the gym, and I think I told this story on the air the day after, but I was sitting in the gym one day watching the guy's game, and Nick Saban walked in.
Tell that story.
He just kind of walked by, and Coach Chatter was probably with him, but he walked by and then went and sat down behind the basketball bench on the other side. And, of course, you hear this hush over the crowd, like, "Is that who we think it is? Oh, wait a minute. It is." And then this is when we thought he was going to Alabama, and then after the game, or actually before the game, ended, he walked back out, and then he had kind of a moment where he stopped and sort of waved, and everybody, you know, acknowledged that, "Yeah, I am who you think I am." And then, and then a few, I don't know how long it was after that when we realized that Nick Saban wasn't getting the guy that he thought he was getting because he decided to go to Carolina. But Coach, hang on with us. We'll continue. We're talking to Scott Chadwick, who coached Drake May when Drake May played for Myers Park all those years ago, and now Coach Chadwick is at Clayton High School in North Carolina.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
We're talking about where will Drake May go. Drake May played for Myers Park here in Charlotte, played for the North Carolina Tar Heels, as you well know. Heard those games on WBT right here. And he was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday, Drake was. Patrick trying to figure out where he thinks that that Drake's going to go.
Best athlete in the family.
I'm a mom.
Your mom?
Yes, sir. Yeah, she was a great athlete in high school. She doesn't show as much now, but... she grabbed some clubs and played 9 holes. She'll play 18, but she grabbed some clubs. She'll still beat us brothers. So it's pretty sad. But
how about with you and your brothers? Best athlete amongst the three?
Yeah, myself. I think it's a pretty easy answer. I'm a good athlete though, but I'll take myself.
Do you know where you're going?
I wish I did, and I wish it was that easy. No, I think I'll know once I hear that phone ring.
But do you have an idea? You don't have to tell me, but do you have an idea?
I think I have an idea.
Okay. All right. And do you like the cold?
I don't mind it at all.
Okay.
You got to play football. Football is a cold weather sport nowadays.
I just want to make sure.
That's the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. Most of the mock drafts have him going somewhere around number 3. There's some that have seen him drop a little bit. Patriots, could be New York Giants, could end up being Minnesota Vikings if they work a trade into this. We're talking to Drake May's high school coach. This is Scott Chadwick, who coached for 6 seasons at Myers Park during the Drake May era and others. Went on to be the director of recruiting at Maryland, University of Maryland, and now is the head coach at Clayton High School in North Carolina. Coach has been kind enough to hang on for one more segment. Thank you, Coach.
Sure, no problem.
So Dan Patrick was asking him where he thinks he's going to go. He's going to go somewhere. He's going to be a pro this time tomorrow. I asked you earlier about whether you knew early that he was, you know, he had the chops to be a professional athlete. You said there was hard to imagine a time when you didn't think that. But what kind of pro do you think he'll be? Is there a team you think that would fit him the best? Or when he gets there, is he going to be one of these guys that can, you know, revitalize a franchise?
I think he has the potential to be a great pro. I think for him, how soon he realizes his potential, I think is going to greatly depend on, you know, the setup that's around him. You know, just right there in Charlotte, you saw, you know, with not a very good setup around Bryce Young last year, you know, caused him to struggle. And I don't know that was necessarily his fault as much as it was the, you know, the lack of a, you know, infrastructure around him. I think any rookie quarterback like Drake or anybody, you know, they need talent around them. They need a very functional offensive line, and they need to be able to run the football. And so I think, you know, how quickly he realizes the potential he has, I think is going to depend on, you know, where he ends up and, you know, how much they can put around him. And I think there are a couple of situations, you know, obviously, there's a lot of talk about New England or Minnesota trying to trade up into New England's spot. And I think that would be great because I think Minnesota's got a team that's ready that he could step in and I think have a really good situation there. You know, there's still a possibility of Washington at number two. And I think they have an improved situation from where they were at the end of the season. You know, New England sitting there at three. If he's there at three, I hope they trade the pick to Minnesota.
Every draft pick gets nitpicked because there's so much, you know, lead into the draft and all these talk shows they have to fill time. Even Caleb Williams, who probably will go number one to Chicago, gets nitpicked. And the thing about Drake May, I hear more than anything else, is the footwork needs improvement. And, of course, no one's a finished product coming out of college. Do you see that, or where do you see where he could become even better as he becomes a pro football player?
You know, I had a funny story from the combine. I went out to the combine and spent some time with Drake and out at the combine. And there was a guy there that was going around. He's kind of a quarterback mechanic expert. And, you know, he was talking to one of the teams. And the story was relayed to me that this guy told the teams, he said, you know, yeah, there's some issues with his, you know, fundamentals and his footwork. He said, but, you know, he's like, man, in high school, this kid had great mechanics and, you know, short release, great footwork. And he's like, I'm not really sure what's happened over the last couple of years, but if you can get him back to the way he was in high school, you got something there. I was like, all right, that's good to know. Good to know that he was he was coached well in high school.
Good on you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you said you were with him at the combine. Have you talked to him? Have you had any conversations or offered any counsel in the last few days as he heads into this draft today?
I haven't talked to him on the phone in a few days. I texted as late as midnight last night. So, I mean, we've texted almost every day.
What?
My last thing I said to him last night was, I said, please, please don't go up to Roger Goodell and give him one of those ridiculous hugs that these guys give him. I'm like, you know, he's not your brother returning from the war. You know, just give him a normal handshake, you know, when you go up there.
You know, one last thing here. I mentioned watching him play basketball. Now, my daughter played for Myers Park the same time Drake played basketball for Myers Park. So I would always see the guys' game or the girls' games, and then the guys' games came right after. And, you know, Drake would always have to enter the basketball season late because, you know, the football team was playing in the playoffs and you can't play both at the same time. So he would get to the season, you know, while everybody else had been playing for a while. And he just, I mean, I'm telling you, and you know this, Coach, I mean, this is such an athletic kid that he just basically insert him in the lineup and he would go. And I know Langston Wirtz, I think, wrote an article the other day about how incredible just an all-around athlete he is. And, you know, just for a second here, you watched him on your team and then you watched him go play basketball. What does that sort of all-around athlete conditioning do for somebody who's trying to make the jump he's going to make tonight?
Well, number one, it's competition, you know, and I think it speaks to One of the things, again, that I think that separates him is his competitiveness. And that's why, as a coach, you know, I've always wanted guys to play multiple sports because, you know, you can never replicate competition. And I want guys to always be competing. And I think that's what's, you know, one of the things that makes him who he is he's just an incredibly competitive guy. And I think sometimes people don't quite realize that because he's such a nice, you know, he's such a great young man that sometimes, you know, you don't realize that inside of this, you know, really great kid is a bit of an assassin, you know, and the kind of competitor he is. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing is just growing up in that family, being the youngest of that group, I certainly think has helped mold him into the guy that he is.
Yeah, the guy that he is, and you can take pride in knowing that you're one of the guys that helped make him what he is.
Yes.
On his way to tonight, and not a lot of athletes in any sport get to do what he's about to do. So I know you have a lot of pride in watching him tonight, and we appreciate you joining us today. It's a great perspective into how this all came to be, so thanks.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me. It's nice to get back on the show, Bo. It's been a while.
It's always good to have you, Coach, and continued good luck, and we'll talk down the line. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, there he is. That's Scott Chadwick, who is now at Clayton High School in North Carolina and spent 6 years at Myers Park, and Coach Drake May, who now, after Myers Park and then UNC, and now tonight, he's going to be an NFL quarterback by the time it's all over. So
and he was texting him last night, yeah, telling him how to not hug Roger Goodell.
Not hug.
Yes. I think that was probably the best advice he could give him.
Well, we should ask a well-known hugger if that's good advice, Beth.
Well, I don't know. I'd hug Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
If I had just gotten
drafted. I don't like him, though, so it just seems so...
Yeah, you know, but I think a hug can change someone.
Well, he gets like 2,000 of them. So.
It has not changed Roger Goodell.
It's the wrong people.
Yeah.
Wrong people are
hugging.
That's
what makes like $45 million a year.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.